Muscles of mastication. Masseter. Origin, ventral border of the rostral half of the zygomatic arch. Insertion, ventrolateral surface of the mandible and ventral margin of the masseteric fossa of the mandible. Action, raises the mandible, enclosing the mouth. Nerve, trigeminus. Temporalis, origin, parietal, temporal, frontal, and occipital bones. Insertion, medial surface of the condyle of the mandible, just ventral to its articular surface. Action, raises the mandible. Nerve, trigeminus. Pterygoideus, medialis, origin, lateral surface of the pterygoid, palatine, and sphenoid bones. Insertion, caudal margin and slightly on the caudal medial surface of the mandible. Action, raises the mandible. Nerve, trigeminus. Splenius, origin, from the end of the first and sometimes second thoracic spine and from the ligamentum nuchae in front of the first thoracic spine. Also, from the medial dorsal raphe of the neck as far cranial as the first cervical vertebra. Final origin is by aponeurosis from the cranial border of the thoracolumbar fascia. Insertion, dorsal nuchal line of the occipital bone and mastoid part of the temporal bone. Nerve, cervicalis. Action, extends and raises the neck in unilateral action to draw the head and neck laterally. Fixation of the first thoracic vertebra. Longissimus cervicis, origin, continuation of the longissimus thoracis. Insertion, first cervical vertebra, nerve, dorsal branches of the thoracic nerves. Action, extends the semispinalis cervicis, origin, arises from the tendon of the most cranial thoracic segment of the semispinalis thoracis and from the cranial border of the first thoracic spine. Insertion, on the spinous processes of the fifth through second cervical vertebrae. Nerve, medial branch of the dorsal surfaces of the cervical and thoracic nerves. Action, to fix the thoracic vertebral column and to raise the neck. Semispinalis capitis, origin, first five thoracic vertebrae and last cervical vertebrae. Insertion, occipital ridge. Action, raises the head and the neck in unilateral action to flex the head and neck laterally. Nerve, dorsal branches of the cervicalis. Biventor cervicis, origin, transverse processes of the fourth through second thoracic vertebrae. Insertion, occipital protuberance. Action, raises the head and neck in unilateral action to flex the head and neck laterally. Nerve, dorsal branches of the cervicalis. Complexus, origin, caudal articular processes of the first thoracic through third cervical vertebrae. Insertion, dorsal nuchal line. Action, raises the head and neck in unilateral action to flex the head and neck laterally. Nerve, dorsal branches of the cervicalis. Scalenus, origin, cranial border of the first rib. Insertion, transverse processes of the seventh cervical vertebra and wing-like process of the sixth cervical vertebra. Action, draws the neck backward in unilateral action to bend the neck sideward. When the neck is fixed, the supracostal part can act in inspiration. Nerve, rame ventralis of the cervicalis and thoracalis nerve. Longus capitis, origin, arises from the caudal branches of the transverse processes of the sixth through second cervical vertebrae. Insertion, on the muscular tubercles of the basal-occipital between the tympanic bullae. Action, flexes the atlanto-occipital joint and to draw the neck downwards. Nerve, longus coli, on the convex ventral surface of the first sixth thoracic vertebra. Insertion, ventral border on the wing of the sixth cervical vertebra as well as on the transverse process of the seventh cervical vertebra. Action, draws the neck downwards. Nerve, rame ventralis of the cervicalis nerve. Rectus capitis centralis, origin, ventral arch of the atlas. Insertion, basal-occipital bone. Action, flexion of the occipital atlantal joint. nerve, ramus ventralis of the cervicalis. Multifidus lumborum, origin, articular processes of the sacrum, first caudal vertebra and from the mammillary processes of the seventh lumbar vertebra to the 12th thoracic vertebra. Insertion, laterally on the ends of the spinous processes of the 6th lumbar through 9th thoracic vertebra. Action, fixes the vertebral column, especially in bilateral action. Nerve, medial branches of the rami dorsalis in the lumbar, thoracic, and cervical regions. Multifidus thoracis, origin. It arises by 9 distinctly isolated portions from the mammillary and transverse processes of the 11th through the 3rd thoracic vertebra. Insertion, spinous processes of the 8th thoracic through 7th cervical vertebra. Action, fixes the vertebral column, especially in unilateral action. Nerve, medial branches of the rami dorsalis in the lumbar, thoracic, and cervical regions. Obliquus capitis caudalis, origin, arises along the entire spinous process in the caudal articular process of the axis. Insertion, on the border of the wing of the atlas near the alar notch. Action, unilateral rotation of the atlas, thus the head on the axis. Bilateral fixation of the atlantoaxial joint. Nerve, rami dorsalis of the cervicalis 1 and 2 nerve. Obliquus capitis cranialis, origin, lateral ventral surface and lateral border of the wing of the atlas. Insertion, dorsal nuchal line. Action, extension of the atlanto-occipital joint. Nerve, cervicalis. Sternohyoideus, origin, deep surface of the manubrium sterni and the cranial edge of the first costal cartilage. Insertion, basi hyoid bone. Action, pulls the basi hyoid bone and tongue caudally. Nerve, cervicalis. Muscles of the thoracic trunk. Note, the dorsal trunk musculature associated with the vertebral column and ribs may be divided into 3 longitudinal muscle masses, each comprising many overlapping fascicles. The muscles act as extensors of the vertebral column and also produce lateral movements of the trunk when acting only on one side. On the lateral aspect is the iliocostalis system. Intermediately, the longissimus system, and deep medially, the transversospinalis system. The muscles in each system are as follows. Iliocostalis system, iliocostalis lumborum, and iliocostalis thoracis. Longissimus system, longissimus thoracis, longissimus lumborum, longissimus cervicis, longissimus capitis, and longissimus atlantis. Transversospinalis system, semispinalis thoracis, semispinalis cervicis, semispinalis capitis, biventor cervicis, complexus, multifidus lumborum, multifidus thoracis, multifidus cervicis, rotares longi, rotares brevis, interspinalis, intertransversary lumborum, intertransversary cervicus, intertransversary dorsalis cervicis, interversary ventralis cervicis, rectus capitis dorsalis major, rectus capitis dorsalis intermedius, rectus capitis dorsalis minor, obliquus capitis caudalis, and obliquus capitis cranialis. Serratus dorsalis caudalis, origin, thoracolumbar lumbar fascia, insertion, caudal border of the 11th, 12th, and 13th ribs. Action, lifts the ribs for inspiration. Nerve, intercostalis. Serratus dorsalis cranialis, origin, the thoracolumbar lumbar fascia and spines of the first 6 to 8 thoracic vertebra. Insertion, cranial border and lateral surfaces of the ribs 2 to 10. Nerve, intercostalis. Longissimus thoracis, origin, iliac crest to the lateral cervical vertebra. Insertion, all thoracic ribs. Action, extension of the vertebral column, raising of the cranial portion of the body from the pelvis, sacrum, and loin in conjunction with other muscles. Fixation of the vertebral column. deflection of the back by fixation of the cervico-thoracic junction, sudden raising of the caudal portion of the body, which is initiated by means of the rear extremities, nerve, dorsal branches of the thoracic nerve. Intercostalis externi, origin, caudal border of each rib. Insertion, runs caudal ventrally to the cranial border of the next rib. Action, draws the ribs together. Nerve, muscular branches of the intercostalis nerve 1 through 12. Intercostalis interni, origin, thoracic vertebral column. Insertion, distal ends of the rib. Action, draws the ribs together. Nerve, intercostalis. Intercartilagini externi, origin, unseparated continuations of the intercostalis externi. Insertion, interchondral surfaces, action, draws the ribs together. Nerve, intercostalis. Intercartilagini interni, origin, continuation of the intercostalis interni. Insertion, bridges several ribs. Action, draws the ribs together. Nerve, intercostalis. Subcostalis, origin, beneath the internal intercostal muscles of the vertebral ends of the ribs. Insertion, bridges several ribs. Action, draws the ribs together. Nerve, intercostalis. Semispinalis thoracis, origin, fascia of the longissimus. Insertion, spinous processes of the 6th thoracic through 6th cervical vertebra. Action, fixes the vertebral column and raises the neck. Nerve, medial branch of the dorsal branches of the cervical and thoracic nerves. Rotares longi, origin, medial surface of the multifidus muscle. Insertion, from the transverse processes of the 10th to the 1st thoracic vertebra. Action, rotation of the greater cranial portion of the thoracic vertebral column along the longitudinal axis in unilateral action, otherwise fixation. Nerve, medial branches of the rami dorsalis of the thoracic nerves. Rotares brevis, origin, medial surface of the multifidus muscle. Insertion, spinous processes of the 1st through 10th thoracic vertebra. Action, rotation of the greater cranial portion of the thoracic vertebral column along the longitudinal axis in unilateral action, otherwise fixation. Longissimus lumborum, origin, iliac crest and ventral surface of the ilium and spinous processes and supraspinous ligament. Insertion, ends on the accessory processes of the 6th through 1st lumbar vertebra. Action, extension of the vertebral column, raising of the cranial portion of the body from the pelvis, sacrum, and loin in conjunction with other muscles, fixation of the vertebral column, deflection of the back by fixation of the cervico-thoracic junction, sudden raising of the caudal portion of the body, which is initiated by means of the rear extremities. Iliocostalis lumborum, origin, pelvic surface of the wing of the ilium, iliac crest, and intermuscular septum. Insertion, 10th through 13th ribs. Action, fixation of the vertebral column or lateral movement when only one side contracts, aids in expiration by pulling the ribs caudally. Nerve, dorsal branches of the thoracalis and lumbalis. Iliocostalis lumborum, origin, pelvic surface of the wing of the ilium, iliac crest, and intermuscular septum. Insertion, 10th through 13th ribs. Action, fixation of the vertebral column or lateral movement when only one side contracts, aids in expiration by pulling the ribs caudally. Nerve, dorsal branches of the thoracalis and lumbalis nerves. Muscles of inspiration, levatorius costarum, origin, transverse processes of the 1st through 12th thoracic vertebra, insertion, cranial borders of the 2nd through 12th ribs. Action, inspiration. Nerve, intercostalis, 1 through 12. Rectus thoracis, origin, first rib, opposite the most ventral portion of the scalenus muscle. Insertion, ventral ends of the 2nd through 4th ribs. Action, inspiration, nerve, lateral branches of the intercostalis. Diaphragm, origin, ventral bodies of the 2nd through 4th lumbar vertebrae via the diaphragmatic tendon. Insertion, costal arch of the rib cage. Action, inspiration, nerve, phrenic. Scalenus, origin, cranial border of the first rib. Insertion, transverse processes of the seventh cervical vertebra and wing-like process of the sixth cervical vertebra. Action, draws the neck backwards. In unilateral action, to bend the neck sideward. When the neck is fixed, the supracostal part can act in inspiration. Nerve, rami ventralis of the cervicalis and thoracalis nerve. Serratus ventralis, origin, fasciae serrata of the scapula. Insertion, transverse processes of the last five cervical vertebrae and on the first seven or eight ribs. Action, support of the trunk, to carry the trunk forward and backward. Inspiration, to carry the shoulder forward and backward with respect to the limb, nerve, cervicalis and thoracicalis nerves. Muscles of expiration, transversus thoracis, origin, by the aponeurosis on the lateral internal surface of the sternum from the second sternebra to the caudal end of the xiphoid process. Insertion, second through seventh costal cartilages. Action, expiration, nerve, intercostalis. Obliquus externus abdominis, also called the pars costalis, origin from the middle parts of the fourth through 12th ribs and the adjacent trunk fascia. Insertion, pubic symphysis and xiphoid process via the linea alba. Action, along with other abdominal muscles, compression of the abdominal viscera. This action, known as abdominal press, aids in such vital functions as expiration, urination, defecation, and parturition. Flexion of the vertebral column when fellow muscles contract. Lateral bending of the vertebral column. Nerve, lateral branches of the last eight or nine intercostalis and the lateral branches of costoabdominalis, iliohypogastricus, and ilioinguinalis. Obliquus externus abdominis, also called pars lumbalis. Origin, last rib, insertion into the 12th rib. Action, along with other abdominal muscles, compression of the abdominal viscera. This action, known as abdominal press, aids in such vital functions as expiration, urination, defecation, and parturition. Flexion of the vertebral column when fellow muscles contract, lateral bending of the vertebral column, nerve, lateral branches of the last eight or nine intercostalis and the last branches of the costoabdominalis, iliohypogastricus, and ilioinguinalis. Rectus abdominis, origin from the sternum and costal cartilage. Insertion, unites with the tendon of the origin of the pectineus muscle and the prepubic tendon. Action, along with other abdominal muscles, compression of the abdominal viscerae. This action, also known as abdominal press, aids in such vital functions as expiration, urination, defecation, and parturition. Flexion of the vertebral column when fellow muscles contract. Lateral bending of the vertebral column. Nerve, medial branches of the iliocostalis and medial branches of the costoabdominalis, iliohypogastricus, and ilioinguinalis. Iliocostalis lumborum, origin, pelvic surface of the wing of the ilium, iliac crest, and intermuscular septum. Insertion, 10th through 13th ribs. Action, fixation of the vertebral column or lateral movement when only one side contracts. Aids in expiration by pulling the ribs caudally. Nerve, dorsal branches of the thoracalis and lumbalis. Muscles of the abdominal wall. Obliquus internus abdominis. Origin, tuber cocci. Insertion, 13th rib and cartilage of the 12th rib. Action, compression and support of the abdominal viscera. Nerve, medial branches of the last few intercostalis and costoabdominalis, iliohypogastricus and ilioinguinalis nerves. Transverse abdominis, origin, eighth costal cartilage, last lumbar transverse process and tuber cocci. Insertion, on the inner surface of the rectus abdominis. Action, compression and support of the abdominal viscera. Nerve, medial branches of the last few intercostalis and costoabdominalis, iliohypogastric and ilioinguinalis nerves. Cutaneous trunci, origin, superficial gluteal fascia, insertion, axillary and on the caudal border of the deep pectoral muscle. Action, shakes the skin to remove foreign bodies and increases heat production. It also tenses the skin when required. The preputial muscle draws the prepuce over the glands after erection. The supramammary muscle aids in support of the mammary glands and perhaps in milk ejection. Nerve, efferent supply, lateral thoracic nerve, afferent supply, lateral thoracic and lateral branches of the intercostal nerves in the costo abdominalis, iliohypogastricus, ilioinguinalis, and genitofemoralis, obliquus internus abdominis. Origin, from the lamina of the thoracolumbar fascia, caudal to the last rib, mainly from the tubercoxae. Insertion, costal cartilage, 13th rib, and on the cartilage of the 12th rib. Action, compression and support of the abdominal viscera. Nerve, medial branches of the last few, intercostalis and costo abdominalis, iliohypogastricus and ilioinguinalis nerves. Note, look at the muscles of inspiration and expiration to complete the muscles of the abdominal wall. Muscles of the tail, sacral, caudalis, dorsalis, lateralis. Origin, continuation of the longissimus, fleshy from the aponeurosis of the longissimus and tendinous origin from the mammillary processes of the first through sixth lumbar vertebra, the articular processes of the sacrum and the mammillary processes of at least the first eight caudal vertebra. Insertion, mammillary processes of the fifth through last caudal vertebra. Action, extension or lifting of the tail, possibly also to move it to the side. Nerve, branches of the plexus caudalis dorsalis. Sacrocaudalis dorsalis medialis. Origin, small processes that are dorsolateral to the caudal edge of the caudal vertebrae. Direct extension of the multifidus muscle. Insertion, mammillary processes of the fifth through last caudal vertebra. Action, extension of the tail and possibly lateral flexion. Nerve, branches of the plexus caudalis dorsalis. Sacrocaudalis ventralis lateralis. Origin, ventral surface of the body of the last lumbar vertebra and from the sacrum. The remainder arises from the ventral surfaces and roots of the transverse processes of the caudal vertebra. Insertion, ventral lateral tubercle of the proximal end of the sixth through last caudal vertebra. Action, flexion of the tail and occasionally lateral movement. Nerve, branches of the plexus caudalis ventralis. Sacrocaudalis ventralis medialis. Origin, starting from the last sacral vertebra on the ventral surface and running from each vertebra to the next. Insertion, ventral lateral process of each vertebra. Action, flexion of the tail and occasional lateral movement. Nerve, branches of the plexus caudalis ventralis. Interversarius dorsalis caudalis. Origin, dorsal sacral iliac ligament on the lateral part of the third caudal vertebra. Insertion, transverse process of the fifth and sixth caudal vertebra. Action, with the intertransversarius ventralis caudalis, lateral flexion of the tail. Nerve, branches of the plexus caudalis ventralis. Intertransversarius ventralis caudalis, origin, third caudal vertebra. Insertion, ventral surface of each caudal vertebra. Action, lateral flexion of the tail. Nerve, branches of the plexus caudalis ventralis. Coxajuice, origin, ischiatic spine, cranial to the internal obturator muscle. Insertion, transverse processes of the second to fifth caudal vertebra. Action, bilateral, depress the tail against the anus and genital parts and in conjunction with the depressors to draw the tail between the rear legs. Unilateral and lateral flexion. Nerve, ventral branches of the third sacral nerve. Levator ani, origin, medial surface of the shaft of the ilium on the inner surface of the ramus of the pubis and on the entire pubic symphysis. Insertion, on the hemal process of the seventh caudal vertebra. Action, bilateral, depress the tail against the anus and genital parts. unilateral, to bring the tail cranially and laterally. The levatoris ani, in combination with the levatoris of the tail, caused the sharp angulation between the sixth and seventh caudal vertebrae, which is characteristic for defecation and compression of the rectum. Nerve, ventral branches of the third sacral and first caudal nerves. Psoas minor, origin, tendinous fascia of the quadratus lumborum at the level of the last thoracic vertebra and on the ventral surface of the last thoracic vertebra and on the first four or five lumbar vertebrae. Insertion, arcuate line as far as the iliopectineal eminence. Action, to steepen the pelvis or to flex the lumbar part of the vertebral column. Nerve, lateral branches of the rami ventralis of the lumbar nerves. Iliopsoas, origin, transverse processes of the second and third lumbar vertebra and by means of the ventral aponeurosis to the third and fourth lumbar vertebra and finally on the ventral and lateral surfaces of the fourth through seventh lumbar vertebrae. Insertion, along with the iliacus muscle to the lesser trochanter of the femur. Action, to draw the pelvic limb forward by flexion of the hip joint. When the femur is fixed in position, flexion and fixation of the vertebral column. When the leg is extended backward, it draws the trunk backwards. Nerve, branches of the rami ventralis of the lumbar nerve. Quadratus lumborum, origin, bodies of the last three thoracic vertebra to the transverse processes of the lumbar vertebra as far as the seventh lumbar vertebra. Insertion, medial surface of the wing of the ilium between the articular surface and the caudal ventral iliac spine. Action, fixation of the lumbar vertebral column, nerve, rami of the ventral branches of the lumbar nerves. Rump muscles. Tensor fascia lata, origin proximally to the tubercoxae and from the aponeurosis of the gluteus medius. Insertion over the biceps femoris to the patella. Action, tension of the tensor fascia lata and thus tension of the hip joint, extension of the stifle joint. Nerve, gluteus cranialis. Gluteus superficialis, origin, gluteal fascia, tuber sacral, caudal fascia, lateral border of the sacrum, first caudal vertebra, and half of the proximal part of the sacrotuberous ligament. Insertion, trochanter tertius of the femur. Action, extension of the hip joint, nerve, gluteus caudalis. Gluteus medius, origin, gluteal surface of the ilium, the iliac crest, and from the angles of the ilium. Insertion, greater trochanter of the femur. Action, extension of the hip joint, nerve, gluteus cranialis. Piriformis, lateral surface of the third sacral and first caudal vertebrae. Insertion, greater trochanter of the femur. Action, extension of the hip joint, nerve, gluteus caudalis. Gluteus profundus, origin, shaft of the ilium near the ischiatic spine. Insertion, greater trochanter of the femur. Action, extension of the hip and abduction, nerve, gluteus cranialis. Inner pelvic muscles, obturator internus, origin, medial to the obturator foramen internally and medial to the foramen on the pelvic surfaces of the rami of the pubis and ischium and from the ischiatic arch. Insertion, trochanteric fascia. Action, lateral rotation of the hip joint. Nerve, ischiaticus. Gemelli, origin, outer surface of the ramus of the ischium in the arch. Insertion, trochanteric fossa with the obturator internus. Action, lateral rotation of the hip joint. Nerve, ischiaticus. Quadratus femoris, origin, ventral surface of the ischium medial to the lateral angle of the ischial tuberosity. Insertion, trochanteric fossa. Action, extension and lateral rotation of the hip joint. Nerve, ischiaticus. Cranial muscles of the thigh, biceps femoris, origin, ventral caudal end of the sacrotuberous ligament, lateral angle of the ischial tuberosity. insertion, tibial tuberosity, tibial crest, medial tuberosity of the tubercalcanei via the calcaneal tendon. Action, anti-gravity in stance phase of locomotion, knee flexion at the start of the swing phase of locomotion, and tarsal joint extension. Nerve, ischiaticus and ramus distalis of the gluteus caudalis nerve. Abductor crurus caudalis. Origin, arises by a long flat tendon which lies on the poneurosis of the deep surface of the biceps femoris on the ventral caudal edge of the sacrotuberous ligament near the ischial tuberosity. Insertion, crural fascia. Action, with the caudal branch of the biceps femoris, it abducts the limb and flexes the stifle. Nerve, ischiaticus. Semitendinosus, origin, lateral angle of the ischial tuberosity between the biceps femoris and the semimembranosus. Insertion, medial surface of the tibia in front of the flexor muscles and on the tubercalcanei with the biceps femoris. Action, extension of the hip and tarsal joints. Flexion of the stifle joint in the free non-weight-bearing limb. Nerve, tibialis. Semimembranosus, origin, caudal and medial to the semitendinosus on the lower surface of the rough portion of the tuber ischiaticum. Insertion, aponeurosis of the origin of the gastrocnemius and the distal end of the medial lip of the femur and medial condyle of the femur. Action, extends the hip when the foot is placed on solid substrate. The caudal head extends the hip and is active during the stance phase of locomotion. The caudal head is a two-joint muscle and can flex the stifle and contribute to hip extension. Nerve, tibialis. Cranial muscles of the thigh. Quadriceps femoris group. Rectus femoris, origin, iliopubic eminence of the ilium. Insertion, tibial tuberosity. Action, extension of the stifle joint and tension of the fascia cruris. Nerve, femoralis. Vastus medialis, origin, proximal fifth of the femur on the intertrochanteric crest cranially. Medially on the line for the vastus medialis and somewhat farther distally on the proximal portion of the medial lip. Insertion, tibial tuberosity. Action, extension of the stifle joint and tension of the fascia cruris. Nerve, femoralis. Vastus lateralis. Origin, cranial lateral part of the proximal fifth of the femur on the transverse line and on the line of the vastus lateralis to the lateral lip. Insertion, tibial tuberosity. Action, extension of the stifle joint and tension of the fascia cruris. Nerve, femoralis. Vastus intermedius, origin, from the vastus lateralis which covers it and also from the lateral part of the proximal fourth of the femur. Insertion, tibial tuberosity. Action, extension of the stifle joint and tension of the fascia cruris. Nerve, femoralis. Medial muscles of the thigh. Sartorius. Origin, the cranial part arises from the iliac crest and the cranial ventral iliac spine, as well as from the lumbodorsal fascia. The caudal part arises on the bony ridge between the two ventral spines of the ilium. Insertion, cranial border of the tibia. Action, deflects the hip and stifle while the limb is being protracted and to contribute to stifle extension during stance. Nerve, saphenous. Gracilis, origin, pubic symphysis via the symphyseal tendon. Insertion, entire length of the cranial border of the tibia. Action, adduction of the thigh, extension of the hip joint and extension of the hock. Nerve, obturatorius. Pectineus, origin, it arises tendinously on the prepubic tendon and from the abdominal muscles that join this tendon. It also has a fleshy origin on the iliopubic eminence and cartilage. Action, a deduction of the thigh. Nerve, obturatorius, adductor longus, adductor longus. Origin, pubic tubercle. Insertion, lateral lip of the femur near the third trochanter. Nerve, obturatorius, abductor magnus et brevis. Arises along the entire pelvic symphysis and the neighboring parts of the ischiatic arch, but primarily from the symphyseal tendon of the pelvic symphysis. Insertion, over the whole length of the lateral lip of the femur from the trochanter tertius to the place near the origin of the gastrocnemius laterale. Action, adduction and extension of the hip joint. Nerve, obturatorius. Cranial lateral muscles of the crus. Tibialis cranialis, origin, medial to the sulcus extensorius on the cranial portion of the articular margin of the tibia and on the lateral arched edge of the cranial border of the tibia. Insertion, metatarsal 1 and the proximal end of metatarsal 2. Action, flexion of the tarsus and rotation of the paw laterally. Nerve, peroneus. Extensor digitorum longus. Origin, it arises in the extensor fossa on the lateral epicondyle of the femur and passes through the sulcus extensorius of the tibia. Insertion, distal phalanx of the digits 2 through 5. Action, extension of the digits, flexion of the tarsus. Nerve, peroneus. Extensor hallucis longus. Origin, arises on the cranial border of the fibula between the proximal and the middle third and on the interosseous membrane cranial to the peroneus brevis. Insertion, digit 1 and 2. Action, extension of digit 1 and 2. Nerve, peroneus profundus. Peroneus longus, also known as fibularis. Origin, lateral condyle of the tibia, the fibular collateral ligament of the femoral tibial joint, and the proximal end of the fibula. Insertion, fourth tarsal on the plantar surface of the metatarsals. Action, rotations of the hind paw medially so that the plantar surface faces lateral. Flexion of the tarsus. Nerve, peroneus. Extensor digitorum lateralis. Origin, proximal third of the fibula. Insertion, digit 5. Action, extension and abduction of digit 5. Nerve, peroneus. Peroneus brevis, or fibularis brevis. Origin, lateral surface of the distal two-thirds of the fibula and tibia, almost as far as the lateral malleolus. Insertion, proximal end of the metatarsal 5. Action, flexion of the tarsal joint. Nerve, peroneus profundus. Cranial muscles of the crus. Gastrocnemius. Lateral head arises by a large tendon of the lateral supracondylar tuberosity of the femur. The medial head arises on the medial supracondylar tuberosity of the femur. Insertion via the calcaneal tendon to the tubercalcanei. Action primarily extends the tarsal joint. Slight flexion of the stifle joint. Nerve, tibialis. Flexor digitorum superficialis. Origin, lateral supracondylar tuberosity of the femur and the lateral sesamoid. Insertion, collaterally on the tubercalcanei, distal metatarsal phalangeal joints. Action, flexion of the digits, extension and fixation of the tarsus, flexion of the stifle. Nerve, tibialis. Flexor hallucis longus, origin, caudal surface of the proximal 3/5 of the fibula and the proximal caudal lateral border of the tibia and their interosseous membrane. Insertion, via the deep flexor tendon to the hallucis. Action, flexion of the hallucis. Nerve, tibialis. Flexor digitorum longus, origin, head of the fibula, the popliteal line in the fascial sheath, separating it from the flexor hallucis longus. Insertion, bases of the distal phalanges. Action, flexion of the digits. Nerve, tibialis. Tibialis caudalis, origin, medial part of the proximal end of the fibula. Insertion, medial ligamentous masses of the tarsus, action, extension of the tarsus, outward rotation of the foot, nerve, tibialis. Popliteus, origin, plantar surface of the lateral condyle of the femur by a long tendon that contains a sesamoid bone. Insertion, proximal third of the medial border of the tibia. Action, flexion of the stifle. Also, the muscle affects inward or medial rotation of the leg relative to the femur. Nerve, tibialis. Extrinsic muscles of the thoracic limb. Trapezius, origin, median fibrous raphe of the neck and the supraspinous ligament of the thorax. Its origin extends from the third cervical vertebra to the ninth thoracic vertebra. Insertion, spine of the scapula. Action, elevation of the limb and draws it forward, which is protraction. Nerve, accessorius, omotransversarius. Origin, distal portion of the scapular spine as far as the acromion, and from that part of the omobrachial fascia that covers the acromial part of the deltoideus. Insertion, caudal end of the wing of the atlas. Action, to draw the limb forward. Nerve, accessorius. Rhomboideus, origin, tendinous raphe of the neck and the ends of the spinous processes of the first through seventh thoracic vertebrae. Insertion, medial and partly on the lateral edge of the base of the scapula. Action, to elevate the limb, pull the limb and the shoulder forward or backward, to draw the scapula against the trunk. Nerve, rami dorsalis of the cervicalis et thoracicalis nerve. Serratus ventralis. Origin, fasciae serrata of the scapula. Insertion, transverse processes of the last five cervical vertebra and on the first seven or eight ribs. Action, support of the trunk, to carry the trunk forward and backward. Inspiration, to carry the shoulder forward and backward with respect to the limb. Nerve, cervicalis and thoracicalis nerves. Sternocephalicus, origin. It arises as a unit on the manubrium sterni. Insertion, mastoid part of the temporal bone and to the dorsal nuchal line of the occipital bone. Action, to draw the head and neck to one side. Nerve, ventral branches of the cervical nerves and branches of the accessory nerve. Brachiocephalicus, origin, clavicular tendon and the distal end of the cranial surface of the humerus. Insertion, dorsal surface of the neck. Action, bilateral fixation of the neck. Nerve, brachiocephalic. Clidocervicalis, origin, clavicular tendon. Insertion, fibrous raphe of the cranial half of the neck. Action, to draw the limb forward, and acting bilaterally to fix the neck. Nerve, axillaris. Clidomastoideus, origin, clavicular tendon. Insertion, mastoid part of the temporal bone. Nerve, accessorius. Latissimus dorsi, origin, begins as a wide tendinous leaf from the superficial leaf of the lumbosacral fascia and thus from the spinous processes of the lumbar vertebrae and the last seven or eight thoracic vertebrae, and it arises muscularly from the last two or three ribs. Insertion, teres tubercle and the greater tubercle of the humerus. Action, to draw the limb forward and possibly laterally, depression of the vertebral column, support of the limb, to draw the limb against the trunk, draws the free limb backwards during flexion of the shoulder joint, decelerates forward motion of the limb. Nerve, pectoralis caudalis and thoracodorsalis. Pectoralis superficialis, origin, paramedially on the cranial end of the sternum. Insertion, entire crest of the greater tubercle of the humerus. Action, supports the limb, draws back the limb inward, draws the limb forward or backwards according to its position, and draws the trunk sidewards. Nerve, pectoralis cranialis. Pectoralis profundus, first to last sternebra, with a superficial marginal portion as the pars abdominalis, from the deep fossa of the trunk to the region of the xiphoid cartilage. Insertion, lesser tubercle of the humerus. Action, during locomotion, to move the trunk cranially over the advanced limb. Extends the shoulder joint, draws the limb backwards. Nerve, pectoralis caudalis. Lateral shoulder muscles. Supraspinatus, origin. Entire surface of the supraspinous fossa, including the spine of the scapula, and from the edge of the neck of the scapula. Insertion, greater tubercle of the humerus. Action, extension of the shoulder joint and advancement of the limb. Nerve, suprascapularis. Infraspinatus, origin, infraspinous fossa, scapular spine, and the caudal border of the scapula. Insertion, distal to the greater tubercle of the humerus. Action, outward rotator and abductor of the humerus, and a flexor or extensor of the shoulder joint, depending upon the position of the joint when the muscle contracts. Nerve, suprascapularis. Teres minor, origin, arises by an aponeurosis, which lies on the long head of the triceps muscle, from the distal third of the caudal edge of the scapula, and primarily from the infraglenoid tubercle. Insertion, greater tubercle of the humerus just above the deltoid tuberosity. Action, flexion of the shoulder joint. Nerve, axillaris. Deltoideus, origin, opalescent aponeurosis and scapular spine and acromion process of the scapula. Insertion, deltoid tuberosity of the humerus. Action, flexion of the shoulder joint, lifting of the humerus. Nerve, axillaris. Medial shoulder muscles, subscapularis, origin, subscapular fossa. Insertion, lesser tubercle of the humerus. Action, primarily to adduct and extend the shoulder joint and to draw the humerus forward. During flexion of the joint, it aids in maintaining flexion. Teres major, origin, caudal angle and adjacent caudal edge of the scapula. Insertion, teres major tuberosity of the humerus. Action, flexion of the shoulder joint to draw the humerus backwards. Nerve, axillaris. Cranial brachial muscles, biceps brachii, origin, proximal part of the caudal surface of the humerus or proximal part of the musculospiral groove. Insertion, radial tuberosity and ulnar tuberosity. Action, flexion of the elbow joint. Nerve, musculocutaneous. Coracobrachialis, origin, coracoid process of the scapula. Insertion, crest of the lesser tubercle of the humerus. Action, extension and adduction of the shoulder joint. Nerve, musculocutaneous. Caudal brachial muscles, triceps brachii. Origin, distolateral two-thirds of the caudal edge of the scapula, the infraglenoid tuberosity, crest of the greater tubercle of the humerus, crest of the lesser tubercle, and proximal caudal part of the neck of the humerus. Insertion, olecranon of the ulna. Action, extension of the elbow joint. Nerve, radialis. Anconius, origin, lateral epicondylar crest, the lateral epicondyle and the olecranon fossa. Insertion, lateral surface of the proximal end of the ulna. Action, extends the elbow and tenses the antebrachial fascia. Nerve, radialis. Tensor fasciae antebrachii. Origin, above the axillary arch from the thickened epimysium of the lateral surface of the latissimus dorsi. Insertion, olecranon. Action, it supports the action of the triceps brachii and is the chief tensor of the antebrachial fascia. Nerve, radialis. Dorsolateral antebrachial muscles, brachioradialis, origin, proximal end of the lateral epicondylar crest of the humerus, insertion, distal third of the radius, action, rotation of the radius dorsolaterally, nerve radialis. Extensor carpi radialis, origin, lateral epicondylar crest of the humerus, Insertion, small tuberosity on metacarpals 2 and 3. Action, extension of the carpal joint and flexion of the elbow joint. Nerve, the radialis. Extensor digitorum communis. Origin, lateral epicondyle of the humerus. Insertion, dorsal portion of the edge of the horn of the distal phalanges 2 to 5. Action, extension of the joints of the four principal digits. Nerve, radialis. Extensor digitorum lateralis. Origin, cranial edge of the lateral collateral ligament and on the lateral epicondyle of the humerus. Insertion, dorsal portion of the distal phalanges 3 to 5. Action, extension of the joints of digits 3 to 5. Nerve, radialis. Extensor carpi ulnaris. Origin, lateral epicondyle of the humerus behind the ulnar collateral ligament. Insertion, laterally on the proximal end of the metacarpal 5. Action, extension of the carpal joint with weak lateral rotation. Nerve, radialis. Extensor digiti 1 and 2. Origin, middle third of the dorsolateral border of the ulna. Insertion, metacarpal phalangeal joint of digits 1 and 2. Action, extension of digits 1 and 2 and adduction of digit 1. Nerve, radialis. Abductor pollicis longus. Origin, lateral surface of the ulna and radius and interosseous membrane. Insertion, medial on the proximal end of metacarpal 1 where there is a sesamoid bone embedded in it. Action, abduction and flexion of the first digit and medial deviation of the forepaw. Nerve, radialis. Caudal antebrachial muscles. Pronator teres. Origin, medial condyle, cranial of the flexor carpi radialis. Insertion, distal to the supinator on the medial border of the radius as far as its middle. Action, rotation of the forearm so that the dorsal surface tends to become medial. Nerve, medianus. Flexor carpi radialis. Origin, medial epicondyle, caudal to the radial collateral ligament of the elbow joint between the pronator teres and the flexor digitorum longus. Insertion, palmar side of the metacarpals 2 and 3. Action, flexion of the carpal joint. Nerve, medianus. Flexor digitorum superficialis. Origin, medial or flexor epicondyle, cranial to the humeral head of the flexor carpi ulnaris. Insertion, second to fifth metacarpal phalangeal joints. Action, flexion of the proximal and middle digital joints of the four principal digits and thereby of the whole paw. Nerve, medianus. Flexor carpi ulnaris. Origin, medially on the palmar border of the proximal end of the ulna and medial or flexor epicondyle of the humerus. Insertion, accessory carpal. Action, flexion of the forepaw with abduction. Nerve, ulnaris. Flexor digitorum profundus. Origin, medial epicondyle of the humerus, immediately caudal to the tendon of origin of the flexor carpi radialis and on the caudal surface of the proximal 3/5 of the radius. Insertion, tuberosities of the distal phalanges of digits 2 through 5 and digit 1. Action, flexor of the forepaw or carpus and digital joints. Nerve, medianus. Pronator quadratus. Origin, fills the space between the radius and ulna medially. Insertion, radius. Action, turns the forepaw inward. Nerve, medianus. Note, muscles of the forepaw, hindpaw, hyoid apparatus, superficial muscles of the face and head, pharynx, larynx, tongue, and eyes are not included in this document for reasons of brevity and because we won't be doing much massage on these muscles of any therapeutic depth.